Press the record button.
It's rolling.
Okay. So, after we learned last week the idea of kavanah and tefillah, really the segue, the next thing, is kavanah and mitzvahs. What is the right kavanah and mitzvahs? And as we're about to embark on the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, this will be very negat then as well. Really, the shiur that we're going to talk about today is a fundamental shiur in understanding the concept of kavanah and mitzvahs in general. In anything you do, in davening, in Kriya Shema, in Lulav, in Esrog, in Shofar, Chanukah, all the mitzvahs that we do, this thing will relate to it in some way or another. But we will get into this with Inyan and Diyayma. We'll start with what we have regarding Chanukah. So let's start. If you guys remember, 2 years ago we discussed Chanukah, the halachas of Birkas Haroyeh. Birkas Haroyeh means there's some concept that Gemara introduces about someone who does a bracha on candles that he doesn't light. If he does not light candles, he does a bracha on candles that he sees. It's called Birkas Haroyeh. We gave a whole shiur about that. We'll take now some parts of that shiur, just to understand a basic machloikis that we have that's going to get very much l'maisa even today. Let's start just with the sources. The Gemara tells us, number one on the page, we have two sides to the page. So, side number one. Number one, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara starts, it says, and we're not going to see every part over here because we don't have time to go through everything, but the Gemara just says in the first paragraph of number one, the Gemara says the idea that after a person gets married, his wife can light for him. Someone is lighting candles for me in my house. I don't have to light candles. The Gemara later, that same daf, says the following. Brings the concept of Birkas Haroyeh. He sees Haroyeh. First day, the one who sees there's two brachas, the one who lights as gimel brachas. What's the thing you remove? The Gemara tells us is shechiyano, meaning the one who sees the candles says every day that shalosan is laverseinu, and he adds shechiyano on the first day. The one who lights candles except these two brachas and first day are one bracha. The rest of the day says also lahadik nashachanuk. That's the Gemara. Rashi says over here as well. You have the idea that that a person has to do to light candles. Rashi Rada points out in this number one, that this concept, if it's someone who did not, you don't light for him at home. Rashi says, Haroi, the first Rashi, Haroi Bashuk V'roi Be'echad Nachatzer, someone's passing in the market and sees in one of the courtyards, he sees candles. Doilek, Umatzat Shem Yitzchak Ben Yehud, I saw the name of Rav Yitzchak Ben Yehud, the Rebbe of Rashi, Shom Shab Yaakov, the Loyuz, Kuka Brochazu, Ela Lemi, Shaloi Hidlik, Yabei Sardai. Someone did not light in his house yet. The Rashi says, yet. Or the Rosh Besfina, you say a bracha only if you don't light yourself. If you look at the Mordechai number two, says the following, Haroi Mevarech, he brings Rashi that says the only person didn't do it. So he says, Pirush Rashi, Shemot Hashem and Yitzchok, Shom Hashem and Yaakov, Telo Yuskiko Bracha Zu, Elo Mishaloi Hidlik, Bevei Sardain. He didn't light it himself. V'shein Adain, Ladlik Be'atzwein. Or, and also, he's not going to light himself yet. That's the words he has in Rashi. Not only that nobody lit, he didn't light yet, he didn't light at home, but also if he's about to light, but he didn't light. Meaning,
he's on his way home,
you don't do a bracha. You do a bracha only if somebody's not going to light at all. So the Mordechai says two things, when do you say the Birkas Haroyeh? He didn't light, or you're not going to light. That's it. Now remember, we just saw the Gemara before, that there's a concept where he doesn't light, but his wife lights for him. What about that? The Mordechai doesn't mention it. If you look at the Ran does mention it. Number three. Says the Ran, Ha'ir b'pashuk v'ho'ir b'achar chetz et ne'er doylik, u'mistabro d'lo yuski ko brocha zu, el mi shelo hidliko, hidlik didn't light, v'lo hidliko alov b'tech b'esoy. Nobody in his house is lighting for him, his wife. V'ein or sadik alayin. He brings three cases. The Mordechai has two cases. He didn't light, he's not going to light. The Ran adds another one, and nobody lit for him. The Mordechai doesn't mention it. The Rosh also, the Pashup Shah, the Rosh, sounds like the Mordechai. Look at the Rosh. The Rosh says, in the end of the first line, number four, Pirush, Hama'alech B'Svina V'Roya Neres, he's in the ship, and he sees candles. He's not lining. He doesn't say what about if they're lining for him at home. If you look, there's a letter of Zayin over here. The letter of Zayin, we don't have here that footnote. But that refers to the Korban Nisan, who is the commentary on the Rosh. And he says, V'shloid look of a basic. Adds the word. And also, the Navat look of a basic. But most before you understand the Rosh, that the Rosh says, doesn't mention that. He says, like the Mordechai, that if someone did not like Negers of Chanukah, even though they're lining for him at home, he does have to do Brikas Arayah. So really it comes out to be here a machlekes rishonim, do you do Brikas or not? If you look at number 5, the Bach has a very long piece on this, and he brings in his in the middle, he says, yeah, he establishes a real machlekes rishonim. Look at the Bach. The Bach says, Shu reisi sherav yerucham kosav yesh magdoilim shekosu shemid likol ebeiso ein tzorech levach kishorei nebuchadero. If they light for him at home, you don't have to say a bracha. If you're not lighting, someone's lighting for you at home, do you do Brikas Arayah or not? This is a common thing. A person, let's say, is traveling. Yeah. He's going, he has, this is a common shayla that happens almost every Hanukkah. A person has a flight, and he's going to leave before the time of Hadlaka. He's leaving the home. He's not going to be home. He's not going to be anywhere else till the night. He's going to be on a plane that night, and he's leaving home. But his wife stays home. So what's the Ikar Din? The Ikar Din is the wife lights. What happens on the way to the airport and he sees suddenly beautiful candles? Someone's lighting candles, Hanukkah, Be'achshir. Not, you know, standalone candles. But he sees candles standing in the house of somebody. Should he do a Brikas Arayah or not? Machlekes Rishonim. Machlekes Rishonim over here. Barely is the Mordechai that doesn't say that says only if you don't light yourself against the Ran. That's the Shorish. That's what the Bach says also. Rabbi Yeruchim brings 2 sheetahs. How do we pass Kan Halacha?
He's chayav to make a bracha, but if he can't, then his wife is making the bracha.
The wife is making a bracha for him. Question, did he make a bracha as well?
Right, no,
that's Shaila. That's the Machlokes Rishonim. We have over here, in the Shulchan Aruch, we have a problem. And here's the problem. Shulchan Aruch number 6 says the following. Nishiloi idlik, ve'einu asid la'atik bo'is ha'layla, v'gamin madlikim ala v'tach beso. Clearly the rhyme. Nobody's lighting for him. He's not lighting. Nobody. There's no dlaka. Not the Shulchan Aruch. See what they're trying. Vav. Kesheroi nechal gorevoh shosanisim v'leirushu v'achim shchiyon. He does Brikas Arayah. You do the bracha if you're not lighting. Nobody's lighting for you. Anything. The only thing you have is Arayah. You're in a ship. You're in a boat. You're going on a trip. For some reason, you're not able to light in Chanukah. You don't have a house. Someone light for you. Whatever the reason is, something very uncommon today. Basically, almost impossible today. But let's say a person goes and doesn't have any way to do Neros Chanukah. He's not a guest. He's not in any place which is shaykh. He doesn't own anything. He sees Arayah Bivarach. That's it. That's the only case. Says Shulchan Aruch in number 6. Right? Right away, the Taz and the Mugen Avraham over here on the Shulchan Aruch. Look what they say. We'll start number 7, which is a little lower on the page. The Taz says, Taz says, you don't do a bracha. Meaning, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, like it does. He says, but Mordechai Kosuv, Kamadlaka, Begabeso, Mikom, Mikom, Tzoyach, Lirois. He do have to bracha. He brings the Mordechai, you see that he does say you have to bracha. And he brings the Ran, and that's what he says. And he ends, the Taz ends, Mikom, Mikom, the Allah, Kamadlaka, Kaimel, Mesoik, Brachas, Lakil. You don't say bracha. Mesoik, Brachas, Lakil. That's what says the Taz. The Mugen Avraham basically says this similar thing. But he brings the Marshal. Look at the Mogavar number 8. For Rashal Pozgalbi, she'd look all up, Tzor Lebarach. You know, you do say a bracha. And then he says, he brings in the whole thing. When we call him, go nearly a Sulek Brachas Lakel. You don't do a bracha. That's what he says.
So the same halacha that we have with other mitzvahs, when you do the mitzvah and you didn't do the bracha, that's it.
But here we have something else. Because here we have a special Brikas Arayah. Which is another question. I don't want to get into that. That was the Shir 2 years ago. The Tosfos asked, why you have Brikas Arayah? The only mitzvah Brikas Arayah is Chanukah. Why? And Sukkah you don't Brikas Arayah. Someone who can't build a Sukkah. She'd see a Sukkah. She'd say, Baruch Shasta Sukkah. Different answers. The Tosfos has 3 different answers. And the question we'll give him refers to what he's trying to bring from there. Good point. Baruch is not Me'akev. So it seems here the Chanukah is. And actually, I'm thinking next week we'll talk about that idea of Baruch of Chanukah. Is the Baruch of Neres Chanukah different than any other brachas that we have? But good point. That's what the Taz Mugen Avraham bring it. Say the Shulchan Aruch is right. Look at number 9. Number 9 is the Shulchan Aruch, the next siman. That was the first one was Tafresh Ayin Vav. Now we're moving ahead to Tafresh Ayin Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, yes, Shoyim. Even though they're lighting for him at home, he should still light. Why? Says the Ramah, ki chayav liris and neiris. You have to see neiris. Right? And he brings the thing. And he says, you do a bracha. So the Shulchan says, you must, it's not good enough for you doing it at home. You need to see the neiris. So if you're in a place where you have only goyim, you should what? You should light your own candles, even though nobody's seeing it. Imagine if you're not, if you're by somebody else, and let's say it's not Aksanoi, you still need raya. You're missing raya. Now again, we had the discussion before between the Rishayim, do you have raya or not? Do you have any din if someone's lighting for you home to do a bracha or not? So here's Shulchan is bringing a steer the right away the goyim, the Vilna goyim number 10. Points it out, says the Mordechai, V'hu choylek ha-mashakosuv le'el b'simu tafresh ayin vav. It doesn't work with tafresh ayin vav. Because there it says that you don't have to do it. Someone does it at home, you're done. And here it seems that you still have a chiyuv. That's the question of the coin. So we're going to have Rome, it brings over here number 11. They bring, which was my real, divinic poshudu shoyichi bochim adlikim, kvatash tavadikolech alechol, miyodem adlikim abbeisu masim ikshede. You should light, what about lying at home? So what about mishubroch elevatolah? Says the Mugra was not a problem. Shmugra to a lake. Kvachain, the roots of the Mishleish, they made a chachiubola. Says the Ram, I have a solution for this whole problem. But just one thing to point out, we're not going to get into it today. Shmugra doesn't say clearly that if you're seeing the nearest you do the broch, he says you should light yourself. So this is a good, this is a he'ara. Is that referring to this discussion now? But let's leave that aside for now. Let's assume that Shmugra just says you need to have something to see. Either you light it, or if you're not lighting, see somebody else and do the broch. So Mugavron says, what about the fact that you're lighting you at home? You said you yaitse. He says, Mugavron, just have kavanah not to be yaitse. Simple, easy. Don't have kavanah to be yaitse. That's what Mugavron says. Simple. That really answers maybe most of the question. Really, you yaitse. Just don't have kavanah. It doesn't say that as an answer. But that's what he says. That becomes the prechodesh.
You just say it and not really mean it? Like, what do you
know? No, no, you say kavanah. But have kavanah that you're not yaitse with your wife. Your wife does it at home. She's doing the ablakas there. She doesn't say kavana. I do now want to be yoytze with the mitzvah that my wife is doing at home. Simple. Have kavana and mitzvahs. What?
What if she did it already?
Oh, so they say have to do kavana at the beginning of the night. Make sure before the night starts saying, you know, you should know what's going on. We'll see the mishnah berurah.
You have to know what's happening.
Yeah. But the prechodesh says differently. Look at the prechodesh. So the prechodesh, yesh ma'achoyin shekosu. Shemi shein aroytze tzabat logaz ishtoy, yochad ligay brocho, timel chay chiyu valei. He could do a bracha because he doesn't want to be yaitze. Fetosu biyadom. Mistake, says the Chodesh. You cannot intend not to be yaitze with the bracha of your wife. You can't. Now, just remember one thing just to add to this point. You need to have your wife lying at home. You can't say, I don't want my wife to lie for me. Because you have a concept, neishu beisoy. You need to have a candle in your house. It's a dinner in the person and a dinner in the home. As we spoke about in previous years, you have your home needs to have a neiris. So you must have the neiris. But you say, okay, she's doing this, so I don't know. I don't want to be yoytzi with that luck. I'll do my own luck. Mm-hmm. Pichon says you can't do that. Why not? Why not?
Even if you know for sure you're going to light.
Yeah. I'm missing. I'm going to do it. I don't want to be yoytzi with my wife. Right. Can't do that. Why not? What's that? Let's look over here at the Mishnah Berurah quickly. Let's just see Allah over here. Shmur says, he brings, first of all, he points out in Yudal, Kichav Lira is a soysel, it's the simon tafresh ayin vav, it's a stiro. So if you're challenging, but leaking there he said you don't have to do bracha. So he brings the problem. And then that's what he concludes. So first of all, he brings this idea. Don't do the bracha unless you say, I do not want to be yoytzi with my wife. So he starts. Then he says, he brings later also, the next sif, we're not going to go through all the whole thing, but then he points out in the first wide line, before that log, you should have that. And that's what he brings. But now go down to Tetzain in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tetzain, V'chen zot mabar choyne, V'yesh min ha-poizki she-soivim, achad ha-chamein uzal patru al dead log as ishtoi. Now that Chazal said that your wife can be yoytzi, lav kol kamine, he doesn't have the power, loyma eni roitze la-tzev v'shal ishtoi. He can't say, I don't want to be yoytzi with my wife. V'yad lig b'loy brochol. So he says, "Vine after Baden Limuchas, we had the Nagin Lavorach, Achay, Darber, Choyes, Kavorach, Kol Toil, Toil, Adli, Shmar, Brochus, Behachav, and Omin." Don't do it yourself because of the problem you have a Choyin to argue. So he says, by the way, the Shatzion, if you have time afterwards, he comes to answer the steer in the Shulchan Aruch. We're not going into it right now. Comes out, what do you have over here? What do we see? The Mishnah Berurah brings it also. So, by a scheme hold, you cannot do a bracha, even though you have kavana. I don't want to be here to my wife. You can't. You can override the adlok of your wife. And the shaila is why? How do we understand and learn this? The idea that you're not interested in being yaitse. I'm saying I'm not yaitse, and you still can't do that. That machshava doesn't work. That's trying to see. This is like one way to get into this discussion. From Yitzchak Skalik, I really have it almost everything. We'll see a few examples in the other side of the page.
Yeah, does it make a difference if you're in a different time zone?
That's a different discussion. Some say if you're in an earlier time zone, your chiyuv adlok comes first. So your wife can't be. Yeah, say that's another thing. We'll start. Okay, so let's see. We have over here the first discussion that we have about this, similar to this, is regarding Tkiyas Shofar. We have a deen to do Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Why do we do Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Hashem said to do Tkiyas Shofar. But we have two types of Tkiyas Shofar. We have Tkiyas Demi'umad and Tkiyas Demi'yushav. We do Tkiyas that we do before Chazos HaShatz, let's call it, and one doing the Shmoneh of Chazos HaShatz, that's the main one. Why do we do that? So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah number one brings in the end of the second line, why do Tkiyas Shofar twice? That's why you do it. Big Machlokes we showed him. What is the main Tkiyas Shofar? Is the main Tkiyas Shofar the first kiss? Or the main kiss is Chazon HaShatz? That's the big Machlokes we showed him. But many hold that even though maybe the main Tkiyas Shofar is the last Tkiyas Shofar, but the Tkiyas Shofar you're doing originally, you're yaitz the mitzvah. You're right. The way you should have done it, the way l'chatchila midoraisa, the way to do the doraisa mitzvah, is to do Tkiyas Shofar doing Chazos HaShatz. That's the right way. But now that we do earlier Tkiyas, Kedei La'arav HaSatan, you're yaitz the mitzvah. Right? Others say, no. Have kavana, not to be yaitz the mitzvah. Only mitzvah derabanan, but not mitzvah deraisa. Let's see this machlokes inside over here. Toys over here, if you look, we're not going to see all the whole thing over here, because it really goes into the discussion regarding what's the Iker, what's not the Iker. But if you see over here, Toysis in Rosh Hashanah, number 4, says the following. He says, the Kevan, the end of the first line, Kevan should also be Yeshiva. Yeshiva means the Tkiyas de Miyushov. Kol HaSfekas Shatoyev Shosofim. Lechoshu Lach Zosu B'Shas HaTfilo. I don't care about later to do it perfectly. Tzvekas de Miyushov. Why? Because you already ate it. And that's what it is. Also, the Rambam brings it. Beseder. Says Tosfos in Pesachim number 6. Tosfos says the following. He speaks about Leila Seder, that we do a bracha in the beginning of Leila Seder. We do a bracha. And when it be yaitze with that, the mitzvah of Morah that comes later. Says the Tosfos. Abigal Dikam says Morah loy nafik ala b'tibul sheni achamatz. It comes much later. Moi eles a bracha shebir b'tibul rishul b'tibul sheni. The bracha you did at the beginning of the meal works for later. Why? So Tosfos says, that's what Chazon Ish number 7 points out. He says, what does Tosfos Pesachim tell me? Tosfos Pesachim says, you're right, you have two tkiyas. You do bracha before the first. But you're not intending to be yoytze with the first tkiyas. That's tkiyas de miyusha. It's not the ikar. The ikar is tkiyas de Me'umad. So I have my intention that right now I'm only yaitze the rabbanan, but I want to use the bracha that I did earlier for tkiyas de me'umad, which is much later. That's what Tosfos says in Pesachim. Points to Chazon Ish. He's arguing Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah said, the minute you did the first tkiyas, you're done. Let's the Chazon Ish inside quickly. Chazon Ish says, "Ubiyikah divrim tkiyas de me'umad ain't yaitze ikar mitzvah shefer. Hetzol lechavim beim l'shem mitzvah de rabbanan. Or tkiyas de me'umad tzol latzel lechavim latzel mitzvah de raisa. Just have kavana that you're not yaitze de raisa." It doesn't work. That's what he brings to Rosh Hashanah. So once again, we have the question. Why not? Why does Rosh Hashanah disagree with Tosfos in Pesachim? It's an easy solution. He commits us to do the Tkiyas doing Chazos HaShatz. You're doing it earlier. So just come on, not to be Yaitzah. So you find another case that it's not good enough. I can't just have kavanah not to be Yaitzah. Like when my wife lights candles at home. Why not? Let's give you another example. The next example is what we have. We say every morning, we say before the beginning of davening, we say Shesha Bashkiu Marvim, and we say Shema. So there's a big discussion. The Mishnah brings, should you say the Shema, should you say it or not? What's the problem? If you say it, you eat the Shema. You already ate the Shema. And then you're not saying the Iker Shema, I'll say the Brachas. But the problem is, what happens when you maybe you're going to miss Kriya Shema? He brings it before you see it. That there's some case, some very, very weird cases when they have Kroivitz in the morning. Very rare case that someone misses Zman Kriya Shema in Bitzibur. So what do you do then? So you have a problem. So, but the Shulchan Aruch says, I mean, the Yosef, never say Shema before unless you know you're going to be missing Krishma. But if not, don't say Shema before, because if you ate Shema before, that's it, it's done. So, come the Achronim. That's really the Yosef, the back over here, says there, the Achronim, says the Mogen Avraham, number 13. Jumping down to 13. And he says, the following, Kilafai, Burj, Bishun, the Fabim, Shoyim, Tzibur, Lechen, Yerim, Chopam, Achlai, Chavin, Latzes. Elim ken yarish et tzibu yav is my kriyishma. Says the book of Ram, just have, make sure that you have a kavanah, the following kavanah. If I am going to be missing my kriyishma, this is my kriyishma. And if not, I'm not yaitse. Right? Avil kishalei avim mutala tzedei kishma yam atzibu. And that's what he concludes with zero two kriyishma b'si yosef. So b'si yosef had a problem. How are you doing kriyishma early? You yaitse the mitzvah. So the book of Ram, just have a kavanah, not to be yaitse. You see, b'si doesn't agree with that. Because if all doesn't work, you can't have not kavanah to be yaitze. Why not? Have kavanah, I'm doing shema, and now I'm not intending to be yaitze. One more example. There in the Gala Mice. The Mishasef. The Mishasef is number 10. I didn't go reading inside. So number 10 says, don't say that. Don't do kriyishma before. Because you have a problem.
You don't say Krishma then.
Says, don't say Shema Yisrael, because you Yaitzi Krishma. You Yaitzi Krishma, what are you going to do? So then we're going to go, what's the problem? Just have Kavanah not to be Yaitzi if I don't need to. Simple. One other example is the example that we have, we got be Kiddush. Famous Dogla Mervov, number 14, is regarding the Neidibiyut. The Neidibiyut has a Kiddush, which we give Shirin that a few years ago, I'm thinking maybe going back to learn Hilchos Kiddush to do it again after we finish Hilchos Tefillah. But what we have over here in Hilchos Kiddush is very interesting. The Dogma of Rava brings a shita, wants to say that maybe women are not Pchalal Arvus. What do you mean Arvus? We have a rule. If I say a bracha, I can be moitzi you. What happens if I already yoitzi the bracha? Can I still moitzi you? So if it's not a bracha, like because of nanim, so because of mitzvahs, the answer is yes. I can do a bracha to be moitzi you. Hi, you already yaitze. Doesn't matter. I'm doing a bracha for you. You read Megillah already. I'm going to read Megillah for you again. I'll do shir for you again. Hi, you already yaitze. Kol Yisrael Ravim Zebazin. We have arvus. Arvus means I'm responsible for you too. So therefore, I can do a bracha for you. Very good. That is what the, that's what we usually have. The Neidei B'Yuda understands in the Rosh, that the Rosh holds that there's no arvus by woman. Says we don't have a big problem. What's the problem? When you go to the davening, you go to daven and shul, and you're davening ma'ariv. So what do you have? You're saying mikatish Shabbos. You're saying the bracha of Yisus Shabbos. So you yoytz the kiddush. How do you yoytz the kiddush? Because what is kiddush mina Torah? Torah, as we learned a few years ago, ichus kiddush. Mina Torah kiddush is not alakos. Rabbanan said do it on wine, but mina Torah yoytz with mikatish Shabbos. That's what yoytz b'chaser brings over here. Also on the page you have it. That a person in Yom Kippur, how do you eat a Kiddush in Yom Kippur? You just say, Mikadish Yisrael of Yom Kippur. That's the bracha. So a person is doing bracha Mikadish Shabbos. He's eating the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now you go home, you want to do Kiddush for your wife. Your wife is chayav to do Kiddush with the Raisa. But you're not chayav anymore because when you eat it, you're just doing the Rabbanon. How can you be mitzvah if you don't have Arvus? That's what I'm going to do with this. If you don't look at number 14, just see, we'll see one line. So he says, V'amrav, just the beginning. Mashiach yistabek, if he be'ish, shami kaddish, shemoitzi ish to b'nei beis, doing kiddish for his wife and children. Imanosh l'itpil ha'avis, v'ish k'itpil ha'avis, the woman did not have a ma'av. He did have a ma'av. Im k'nei ish no'i mi'chui min ha'toyro. He's been a yoitze. V'anosh l'itpil ha'avis min ha'toyro. Im yoitze, mishmiyos, min ha'ish. How can be yoitze? That's what he has a question. If Kibbeinigir famously argues on the Dogam Revavah, and he holds the woman do have arvus. But later, a different simon, he has another
what
way.
Do with arvus over there?
Because he was yaitza. So if you're a man, so even though I yaitza, I can do for you kiddush.
Even if I'm saying one's a rabban and one's a deraiso.
I can't be, no, I can be yaitza deraiso. Even though I'm not mechuyev deraiso, I can be yaitza you deraiso. If I finish kiddush, I'm doing kiddush for you, I did kiddush, I did my meal. I finished my meal, I finished. Now I can't want to be yaitza. I have no deraiso, no derabban. I can do for you kiddush. So that's not a problem. I can do for my wife if you have arvus. But if I don't have arvus, I can't do it. One of the Kvager has, he argues in the reader completely, but one of the things that he has a problem with Kvager, if you look at number 15, he says, I have it very simple. I shall anyway speak, that gamut feel loyotze deraiso, tkevat de loy kivu de tzede kiddush. So Kvager, very simple. When you're doing davening, you're not planning to be yotze kiddush. You want to be yotze kiddush on the wine. So you're right, you say mekadosh to Shabbos, but you're not yotze de kiddush because you have kavod not to be yotze. So very simple. You know how you might to your wife? You have kavanah to be yaitza when you do kiddush, we do mikdash Shabbos and davening, and that's it. So we have here several different places that we see that there are shitas in the poskim that hold that you cannot have kavanah not to be yaitza when doing a mitzvah. Chanukah, we say have kavanah for your wife not to be yaitza. Doesn't work according to some. You want in Kiyas Shefer, have kavanah not to be yaitza the first kiyas. Doesn't work. In Shema, have kavanah not to be yaitza Shema. Doesn't work. Kiddush, have kavanah not to be yaitza Kiddush. Doesn't work because of the poskim. So what's pshat? Why can't I have kavanah not to be yaitza? What's the idea? What's the lumdus behind it? So, there's another example over here regarding Sfiras Ha'omer, but we don't have time for that, so we'll leave it. You know, Sfiras Ha'omer. There's other examples regarding Lulav and Esrei. When a person is yaitza, the Esrei can't be yaitza again, even if that's kavanah not to be yaitza. Several examples throughout mitzvahs. Question is, what's shot and all that? So the answer to all that, we have the following. And that's how we get into kavanah and mitzvahs. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, in Simen Samech, look at number 18. Yesh oyimim she'ein mitzvah tzichas kavanah, v'yesh oyimim she'tzichim kavanah latzes b'asiyas ha'mitzvah, v'chen halacha. Shulchan Aruch says, do you have kavanah? Do you need to have kavanah? Are you required to have kavanah in a mitzvah? What are we paskin? You must have kavanah in the mitzvah. You must have kavanah when you're doing a mitzvah. You have to have kavanah to do the mitzvah. That's what says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the following. And this really connects beautifully with what we spoke last week. Yes, Jeremy. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Da lefiyam izbari nepoiz kim shtei kavanah in the mitzvah. There's two kavanahs in the mitzvah. Achas kavanah salev lemitzvah atzvah. One is, I want to do a mitzvah. V'shniyah kavanah latzeis bo. You want to be yoytz in the mitzvah. Tayin shechavin l'kayim bezek asher tzivo Hashem. To do what Hashem wants you to do. Kavanah tzimitzvah yiskab etziv zeh. It's not talking about the kavanah of the mitzvah. To do it correctly. To do it right. To do it the way you need to do it. L'chavin shema shum moitzi epi v'ayal b'dobel achir. Very similar to tefillah. I have kavanah in my tavening. You're a kriyish with tefillah because of Azun. Does it cool out of the chatchila mitzvah shechav and have kavanah? With the evidence, like kivin yotza. The man for sequishal, we learned last week, or the first brach and davening. I go, Shoch, again, behind me, chayav, lechav, and last, one line before then. Koy the shemat chamitzah, that says, be'asiyas oitzah mitzvah. That's what he says. What's the machlekes? So similar to what we learned in tefillah, we said, tefillah, you have kavanah, what are you doing? Every word. And just, what, in general, what am I actually acting right now? I'm davening. A person needs to know he's davening. That's what we learned last week. Also, a mitzvah, the same thing. You have kavanah of doing kavanahs in the mitzvah. So he brings, you know what you're saying, how you're saying it. You go into the details of the mitzvah. Then you don't have to have kavanah. We know the kavanahs, you can have kavanahs. People that are anashim gedolim have kavanahs of the Ariza, which is completely safe. When you go into the mitzvah, you have the details and more depth. But there's a simple kavanah. Simple kavanah is, I'm doing now a mitzvah that Hashem told me to do. Then we go into the details. Says the Mishnah, what we're talking about is not the kavanah on the details of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah as a whole that you're doing a mitzvah. Similar to what we learned with davening. By the way, that number 19, I bring what we learned last week, the Reb Chaim, that says the difference between the tefillah. So then, what after he brings it after, he's equating it to mitzvahs. The same with any mitzvah. He says you have two kavanas of mitzvah. Right? If you look at the, in the middle of that paragraph, at number 19, Uve Emes, the Gamedin kavanah trade din yesh behem. Dan chadin kavanah shchalin la'asoyis ha-mitzvah. The Gamedin kavanah shekola mitzvahs. Chaimil mitzvah tzichas kavanah. You need to know what you're doing. Uve Zayin chilumim brochu shashatvil. He's equating it to the mitzvahs. Every mitzvah has mitzvah to do. They have mitzvah the details. So here comes, immediately we can come and say the following. And we find that, we found a svar like this, as we'll see in a second. You are required just to have kavanah to do the mitzvah, not to have kavanah in the details of the mitzvah. That's what comes out. Once one has requirement to have kavanah on something and not something else, that defines also not only what he should do, but also what he could do. If I'm not required to have kavanah to do a mitzvah, so I also can't define a mitzvah with my kavanah. We find an idea like that. Who says the Kavitz Shurim brings it over here? We have a concept. L'man d'omer mitzvahs ain't tzichas kavanah. The sugya. Do you need to have kavanah? Not to have kavanah. Or this sugya the Shulchan Aruch brings. According to man d'omer, ain't tzichas kavanah. We paskin, you need to have kavanah. But according to man d'omer, it says you do not need kavanah in a mitzvah. Can I have kavanah not to be into the mitzvah? I'm doing the mitzvah, I have no kavanah. So there's a sugya on Shabbos regarding someone who was putting on tefillin, not because he wants to carry the tefillin, because he wants to put on tefillin for mitzvah. He wants to put on tefillin just to carry the tefillin back home, because it's in Shusha Rabbi. And the more it brings a problem with that, according to my domain, ain't suchas kavanah. What's the problem? Have kavanah, not to be yitzit. So look at the Kavit Shurim. But to have in, yikshul, the same thing that filled me on domain, mitzvahs, ain't suchas kavanah, kogo mechavat mecham and shalil yitzit, ain't a yitzit. Have kavanah to be yitzi. You can go machal man doama. If shal liuvish b'shabbos day zukis, you can put on tefillin. For lo yavur b'al toisi sheichavin shalom yitzis. Have kavanah to be yitzi. Says the Kavitz Shurim v'shloima. It's also very known. That's v'shloima Hyman said a similar answer known in his name. Shloima the davka man doama mitzvah kavanah ain noyim b'al toisi b'le kavanah mishu the mitzvah b'le kavanah lech man doama have a chatzimais. In the middle of 20, you have a mitzvah to do. You have to have kavanah. So if you don't have kavanah, you're missing half the mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah, and you have to have kavanah. If I don't have kavanah, I don't have a mitzvah. Av leman do mitzvahs ein tzuchas kavanah, maise b'le kavanah, he maise shleimo. If I don't have to have kavanah, so I don't need to have a kavanah. Now, the ein yitzvah b'le kocha. And that guru saying, maise mitzvah, b'kiyo mitzvah. So this is the Kavitz Shurim, a very simple chiluk. If I don't need to have kavanah, so my lack of kavanah doesn't affect the mitzvah. Because it means, how I define a mitzvah? The man doing mitzvah is kavanah. The fire mitzvah says you do a ma'aseh and you have kavanah. The man doing mitzvah is kavanah. You do a ma'aseh and you don't have kavanah. You don't need kavanah. So now if I have kavanah, my kavanah doesn't do anything because I don't care about your kavanah. I look only in the ma'aseh. Now obviously there's many that argue in that. And they hold, you're right, I don't need kavanah. But I still, even though I don't need it, I can use the kavanah against the mitzvah. I can have a negative kavanah. I don't need a positive kavanah, I have a negative. But the Kavitz Shurim says over here, it goes together. Yeah, if you can't affect it positively, you can't affect it negatively. I brought a mushal when I was a bacher. I remember there was some medicine that came out. It was very natural medicine to take care of. I don't remember which sickness. But it was some, you know, magic medicine that had no side effects and was great, and it was supposed to heal everybody from that specific sickness. I don't remember what it was. So they had an interview with some professor, and they told the professor, what do you think about this medicine? He says, I don't think it's a good medicine. He says, why not? He says, it has no side effects. It's great. Why not? He says, that's exactly the reason I don't believe in it, because there's no side effects. If it doesn't affect you negatively, it probably doesn't affect you positively either. Right? That's what he said. The mashal rochek. You want to have influence on the mitzvah, you need to be able to influence it positively and negatively as well. But if you don't have a requirement, it doesn't really affect you positively, it doesn't affect you negatively. That's what Kushuman says about the Ein Tzuchas Kavanah. So I want to take a step forward to explain our sugya. Even if you need to have kavanah, says the Mishnah Berurah, the kavanah is only that you're doing a mitzvah. Not kavanah on the details of the mitzvah. Not kavanah is how you define the mitzvah. Only the kavana is I'm doing a mitzvah. But that, what exactly I'm doing, how I'm doing all that, now you can't have a kavana. So over here, so mimele, if you, the only kavana that you can affect is kavana doing a mitzvah or not doing a mitzvah. It's a plus, it's a one or zero. Either you're on or you're off. You're doing a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah, you're on. You're not doing a mitzvah, you're off. But I can't come and have kavana and how I define my mitzvah. I can't come and say, oh, I'm doing the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is only mitzvah derabbanan, not mitzvah deraisa. I'm doing kiyas shofar, but only derabbanan, not deraisa. I'm doing kiddush, but it's only derabbanan, not deraisa. Not doing the real kiddush. I'm doing shema, but I'm doing it all tonight. I'm doing shema, but if I'm going to be yitz later, so then it will be okay if I do it now, but if not, nah. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't take a mitzvah and start defining with your kavana, according to these mandomer. Obviously, we have many that argue. But to explain this sheet that says, why can I say that I don't have kavana? Because you're not saying I don't have kavana for the mitzvah at all. Especially in the case that we brought. The case of Shofar, case of Kiddush, the case of Shema. You're saying, I want to have a mitzvah over here. But not a full mitzvah. I want to have a derabbanan mitzvah. I want to have eight mitzvah tonight. So then, say these mandamarim. The Bishesif, the Toysis and Rosh Hashanah, right? The Yudah. That you can't do. You can't start playing around with the mitzvah you have and start defining the kavanah because your kavanah doesn't affect it positively either. You don't require to have kavanah for exactly what you're doing. If I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm saying, I don't remember if it's derabbanan or deraisa. I don't remember if I'm doing it in the short. Doesn't matter as long as you're not using a mitzvah. Let's take it all back to Chanukah. In Chanukah, as we said at the beginning, you need to have a look as near as in your house. You must have a look as near as Chanukah in your house. Why? Because you have a chiyuv on the bais. So you need to have a look at this kind of house. I'm saying, yeah. I want my wife to light candles at home. And to be moitzi my house. But not me. Not me. Says the Shulchan Aruch, according to these sheets, says, but according to the sheets, you can't do that. The Mokhan Avraham says, what's the problem? Just have kavana. Not to be yitzi with your wife. I mean, so what do you mean? Your mitzvah, your wife does, should be effective only for the house, but not for you. Say the ones that argue. Based on the Mogen Avraham, what do we have? We have the Prichodesh, other Achronim. They're arguing on Mogen Avraham. They say you can't do that. You can't say, as the Mishnah Berurah says, you can't after Chazal told you that your wife could lie for you, you can't say, no, she's going to lie for me, but I don't really to be Yitzhak. You can't do that. You can't define a mitzvah with Kavanah. And that may be explained that they obviously, many argue, like Mogen Avraham argues, you could do it today. You could do only half a mitzvah with my kavanah. But maybe that's the pshat, the ones that argue, and therefore, Mimela comes out lemaisa of these things. First of all, comes out that Gavit Kiyas Shofar thing is not such a big enough community because we do everything. Kiddush also, we don't hold, like the Rebbe Yehuda, that there's no harvest by woman. We hold there is harvest by woman. If not, you wouldn't have the tanai, so you have the tanai. But for example, in Kriya Shema, President should know. When you're doing Kriya Shema early, if you know for a fact that you're not going to miss my Kriya Shema, the Pashup Shad is don't do the Kriya Shema at the beginning. Or have Kavanah not to be Yitzhak at all. Because it could be if you have Kavanah not to be Yitzhak at all, so then everybody agrees. You have Kavanah, then no mitzvah at all, so you're Yitzhak. Even though you see the Bishiz doesn't like it. Because Bishiz says don't say Shema Yisrael Shagana Shema Echot. When it comes to Neir's Chanukah comes out, that when a person is away from home, and his wife is lying for him, can he do a Neres Chanukah Bracha? Or can he be Yoitze to Birkas HaRoye? Right? So we pass, what does the Mishmur tell us? Mishmur says, do it without a Bracha. Why? Because your wife is Moitze you. So what if my wife is Moitze me? Right? What? We pass like a Rishonim. If your wife is Yoitze you, you don't have a Bracha of a Roye. You don't have another Chiyuv. So let me just have Kavanah not to do it. So the Mishmur, we don't do that. I have to understand why sometimes we pass like this, and sometimes we pass the other way around. But that just explains this. Always, the one thing I want to take out from this year, whenever you get to mitzvahs, don't play with kavanos. It's not so simple. And sometimes we pass and then you can do tonight. You can do conditions. But the person should not feel, oh, you know what, I'm going to do the mitzvah, but with a nah, yeah, if I do it, I do it. If not, I'll be it. You see, it's not easy. It's not so simple. You can't play around with your kavanos. You have to have it on or off. Kavanah or no kavanah. But kavanah only to do this, not do that, that's not so simple. The one, kibiyaitse, that's a big story regarding all dini mitzvahs in general. Say that.